Good morning, or afternoon, actually. Thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
What's your name again?
CJ.
CJ, okay. Well, CJ, my name is Wayne Mack, and I am calling to inquire about your service.
Okay, absolutely. I can definitely help out with that. Did you have any specific questions with regards to our service?
Well, one is that I got this flyer, and I guess it got put aside, and it says that it has to be done by September, 15th or 18th?
Okay, so you got a flyer last month?
I guess it was. But if I'm going to switch to Archtop Fiber, can I still get the same deal is what they was offering?
Yes, so we are still offering the 1 gig for $69.99 if you sign up for the auto pay with your checking account and paperless billing.
Mm-hmm.
So we are still offering that deal at this time.
Well, I guess I want to go ahead and see about signing up. Now, is there any, if I don't want to go the 2 years, is there any penalty?
No, there's no cancellation fees, and there is all the taxes and fees are included in your monthly price, as well as the equipment. And if you do decide to cancel, we would send you a pre-labeled box to mail the equipment back.
Okay, now, another thing is, how seamless is it to go ahead and switch over from Spectrum?
Fairly easy, because we don't run the same wire as Spectrum. Our cables are fiber optic cables, which are completely different.
Okay, so what I would have to do is contact Spectrum and tell them that I have Arch Cable now?
Well, it's Archtop Fiber. But you would wait until the installation is fully completed before canceling with them so that you stay connected and still have internet during the installation process.
Okay, so I would actually have 2 feeds coming into my house is what you're telling me.
Correct.
Now, you also offer a phone?
We do, for $24.99.
And what does that entail?
So it would be a home phone. It would include nationwide calling.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't do any international at this time.
That's okay. I got nobody to call outside the United States. Okay, I guess I want to go ahead and sign up.
Okay, what is your service address, please?
7 Middle Road, Mount Marion, New York.
Okay. And that's 12456.
Yes. Yeah, your trucks have been buzzing around quite a bit.
Yeah, that's because we're still doing a lot of the installations and the we're expanding as well. So we've got a lot of construction going on too.
Oh yeah, I'd see them here all the time.
All right, perfect. Now this location is for a home, correct? It's not for a business?
No, it's a home. There's no businesses supposed to be operating out of Mount Marion.
All right, no worries. And we were looking at the 1 gig for the $69.99?
Yes, now I got another question there. How much
Sure. Is
that faster than what Spectrum's been giving me?
So I don't know exactly what you're paying for with Spectrum, as I don't have access to your account or anything
right.
like that.
Well, I just have the minimum, whatever.
Oh, yeah, then this would be significantly faster then, because we provide 1,000 megabytes per second for download and a separate 1,000 megabytes per second upload. So your speed will be very fast, whether you're uploading like photos, videos, whatever the case may be,
mm-hmm.
and downloading. So like your streaming would be seamless. If you are a video gamer or have a video gamer in the house, then that would have a lot less lag than what you're currently paying for.
Oh, well, actually, I don't do any of that. I'm very, very basic. I was born in 1950. We didn't have these type of things back then.
I know. I mean, like, my parents were born in the 40s, so
mm-hmm.
it's been quite the adjustment.
Yes. Well, I do have a computer. I do go ahead and And I also, I do some streaming on my smart TV, but I'm limited as to what I know and what I do. My daughter helps me a bit, but so
and that's understandable.
That would be fine for me. Okay, so we have to, I guess, talk about a time, but I also want the phone hookup too.
Okay, absolutely. And would you like to keep your current phone number?
I would.
All right. What is your current phone number, please?
20 years or better. 845-246-0411.
Okay. Perfect. And then you wouldn't need any phone jacks installed, right?
No.
Okay. And it's just the one phone line?
It is, but I do have extensions, in, two extensions, I guess, off it. I mean, they're connected to the main base.
So you have, like, two actual phones that are connected to the main base. Sorry. When I was thinking extensions, I was thinking, like, you know, when you call a business and you've got an extension.
Yeah, no, it's they're just another room so that it's more convenient in the house.
Yeah, no, that's understandable. No, but what I mean by additional phone lines is if you wanted, like, another phone number, for example.
Oh, no, one's plenty enough. I have a record, so therefore when I'm not home, because I don't always answer my cell phone, if it's in my back pocket and I'm driving, I don't hear it. At least people can get in touch with me and leave a message.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. And then also, there are many factors involved with deciding the number and placement of Wi-Fi extenders. If you did need a Wi-Fi extender, it would be ultimately decided by yourself and your Archtop Fiber technician on the date of your install. Now, depending on how large your home is, if you know the square footage, I would be able to tell you whether or not you may need an extender.
It's approximately 1,200.
Okay. So anywhere between like 1,000 and 2,500 square feet, we do recommend at least one. I would think maybe one would be a good recommendation. But the good thing is that your service also includes your main router and one Wi-Fi extender, so at no cost. So at least I can put in a note that you might need an extender, but I mean, that's completely up to you on the date of install.
Mm-hmm. The house is fairly basic. It's more like a box. You know, it's not long or deep.
I mean, mine is quite boxy, but apparently my house was built in the year 1900. Like, not even just in the 1900s. It was on the year. And as it turns out, my daughter's bedroom, the bathroom, and the kitchen are all additions. What's crazy is that I have about maybe 1,100 square feet between two floors. The upper floor only has two bedrooms, and then downstairs has the bedroom, the living room, which is very small, the dining room, which is also small, and then the kitchen and the stairs and all that. And the bathroom is, like, right next to the kitchen. The craziest part is the fact that whenever I walk into the kitchen, I lose all Wi-Fi signal. It's kind of mind-blowing, really.
Mm-hmm. Well, the router in this case is going to be on the same level. It's built on the slab. The addition on the back of the house is the length of the house, and it's pretty wide. It's only the only doors that close off is actually the two bedrooms and one bath, and I don't think a door is going to stop Wi-Fi.
No, typically not. No,
it's in the direct line with the router.
No, but I think with go ahead.
My daughter complains she loses. She I think has Verizon, and she goes ahead and loses her signal with Wi-Fi coming in. I don't.
That's crazy.
I have consumer cellular, and I don't.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of interesting because, like, I brought my laptop into the kitchen while I was in, like, a video meeting, and I completely got disconnected. Like, it would not connect to the router. And mind you, the router diagonal was only, like, maybe 30 feet away, if that, not even, like, maybe 15 to 20. And it was kind of mind-blowing. And I guess it's the building materials, because the mm-hmm. wall that separates the kitchen from the dining room is well. It used to be the outside wall.
Yeah. I can understand that.
Yeah, depending on the building materials that were used to build the home, I mean, sometimes it can interfere with the Wi-Fi.
All right. Well, like I say, if they need an extender, they need one, as you said.
Yeah, and that's fine, because the first one is free with it's included in your price.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing wrong with that. If I mean, the technician would definitely be able to tell, like, hey, I'm getting great signal from in here, or I'm not getting so great signal. Maybe we should install the extender.
Right.
No big deal.
Okay. Now, I guess we have to talk as to when it can be done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it will allow me to schedule towards the end. We've got a couple of questions for you, if you don't mind answering. And then also, we do tend to have to run a soft credit check. It doesn't allow us to see anything with regards to your credit. It would just let us know whether you're at risk of not paying your bill and to validate that you are who you say you are.
Okay, with about 780 to 800 on my score, I'm not worried.
Okay, yeah. So when we get to that part, I will have to ask you for your social if you're okay with running the credit check. If you want to bypass the credit check, it would require a $50 deposit, which is held on your account for 12 months.
No.
And then it is issued as a statement credit, or it is issued back to you as a one-time payment.
Right. The only thing I'm thinking about is you said that it was soft, so that means it shouldn't affect anything.
It will not affect your credit, correct.
Okay. And I guess we're ready to proceed.
Okay, great. So how are your current utility wires feeding your home, such as like Central Hudson? How are those electric cables like wiring your house? Are they going through the air overhead, or are they buried under the ground?
No, overhead.
Overhead, okay. And then is your billing address different than your service address?
Nope, they're the same.
Okay. And do you own or rent your property?
I own it.
Okay.
Well, actually, no order owns anything because you're always paying tax on it. So.
I know. It's kind of a silly question, isn't it? I mean, technically, we own it. We hold the deed. We hold the title to it. But, I mean.
Yeah, don't go ahead and pay your taxes and see what
happens. And then they seize it from you. Yeah. Yeah, it's always a fun one there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so, Wayne, how do you spell your first name? Is it just W-A-Y-N-E?
Yes.
Okay. And how do you spell your last name, please?
M-A-C-K.
Perfect. And what is the best email address for you? This would also be your username to log into the Archtop Fiber Online account.
Okay. It'd be wayne.mac66@hotmail.com.
Perfect. That's funny because I never realized that Hotmail allowed periods, because for me back in the day, it was always an underscore.
Mm-hmm.
And then the phone number that you provided to me is the best phone number for you that you would like on the primary?
Yes, the one I'm calling from.
Okay, perfect. All right. And did you want to add a secondary phone number?
Yeah, we can do that.
It's, okay.
845-389-7540.
Okay, and so the 7540, is that your cell or is that your...
That's my cell.
Okay.
I don't have a business.
Nope, that's okay. The only reason I ask is because maybe we should make your primary your cell phone so that you can receive text message updates if you would like that.
I don't really use much in the way of text.
Okay.
If you're going to reach me and you call my home phone is called, just leave a message.
Okay. Absolutely.
I like when people talk, and you can go ahead and tell a lot by somebody when they talk to you.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, tone of voice is everything when it comes to that. And, I mean, you can really get a feel for their demeanor as well.
Oh, yeah. You can tell if they're mad or joyful or mundane.
And you can also tell when they're smiling.
Yes, you can. can.
It's actually the greatest thing, really. I mean, you read a text, you can't really tell, you know, whether they're upset or angry, especially when they use all caps. Well, you just assume that they're angry.
Well, if you go ahead and have a text message, there's no familiarity, there's no warmthness about it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I always include, like, emojis, as they're called, just to kind of portray my emotion, but...
Well, like I said, and actually there's so many symbols that you could go ahead and use with the internet and what have you that I'm not big on that.
Yeah, I get that. I totally get that. Because, I mean, even my significant other, who's like, what, he's 38 now, he still does not use, like, emojis. It's kind of funny. Like, I'm so used to everybody using those, like, little faces and, you know, and then for him, he's just, like, old school.
I'm 74, and I'm the commander of American Legion in Lake Katrine.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I'm also an American Legion rider. So you talk about old school. You can't get much more old school. I still
That's
believe
true.
That you go ahead and pledge allegiance to the flag in school every day. And when somebody goes ahead and presents the flag, I still believe in saluting.
I mean, my significant other does as well because he's a veteran.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, he salutes actually during the national anthem when we go to the hockey game and everything.
Well, and he actually veterans are supposed to.
Yeah, I know. I know they are.
So.
But yeah, I've actually spoken to my account manager, and I'm thinking about doing submitting him for, you know, Military Appreciation Day on March 23rd. But I don't know how he's gonna feel about it, so
well,
I'm kind of nervous to do it.
With my military service, it was a sign of duty, a sign of respect for my country. I do not. I guess I am shy enough that I shy away from those things.
Yeah,
even at the Legion, I'd rather put the people that help me ahead of me.
Yeah, that's the way I am. So, like, that's why I'm kind of like, I'm pretty sure that's how he is too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm kind of like worried whether he'll get upset if I do it or not.
Well, it depends whether I accept it too. There might be other people, and I always feel there's more people deserving more than me.
Oh, absolutely. And like, the thing is, like, I think every military veteran is deserving, regardless, because they did serve for our country and they did provide some sacrifices, you know, and
mm-hmm.
there's so many that have lost their lives. So, of course, I understand your point of view as well, but I think every military member is deserving, you know, to be recognized. And I don't think it would just be him. I think they would just, because they would put him on the Robotron, I think it's called. It's like the big giant, like, thing where they would cycle through everybody per their seat.
Yeah, you mean in a hockey game?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they would put him on the big screen.
Baseball, football. But, yeah, it would be an honor for him. But he's, like you say, if he ends up in... feels the way I do, I just assume that people, because I mean, I'm a Vietnam veteran, and I wear my hat, but we weren't welcomed home.
I know, and it's so sad, too, because, like, everybody should have felt welcome home, especially for, you know, where they were sent and what they had to endure.
Well, there was a lot of, a lot of discord with the people in the colleges.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, like, my significant other, he served in Afghanistan, and he was a combat engineer, so he was a sapper, essentially. So, I mean, he's definitely seen some things. He was the ones that was finding the IEDs before EOD got there.
Well, actually, and it's a funny thing, I used to work for Rotron in Woodstock.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're familiar with it.
I've heard of them.
But we used to go ahead and make fans that go in what they call the sniffer, and it would be a tube that went out to find a roadside because they could detect explosives.
Oh, wow.
You know, it wasn't early in the war. It was later on when a lot of soldiers, after they were injured, but that's how they developed things for that. And the people in Woodstock, because they're all peacenicks pretty much, wanted to go ahead and boycott Rotron for saving servicemen's lives.
I know. I mean, I thought that was kind of a little bit crazy.
Well, being that I worked there 45 years, I know what they was about. But like I say, when you develop stuff like that to save lives, you shouldn't go ahead and have people
boycotting
trying to tear you down.
Yeah, especially when it's saving lives. I mean, you would think that those who were against the war would at least understand that. Like, hey, we may be in a war, but we're still trying to save lives regardless.
Yeah, well, they don't really understand anything. When I grew up, it was in the 70s there, and it was free love and smoking pot.
Yeah.
And rebel against the machine.
Absolutely.
So, a different time.
I mean, things have evolved over the years.
When you see a significant other, and that I appreciate his service.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you, Wayne. Yeah, he's been deployed at least 3 times, and he would have made it a career if he didn't end up with a medical injury that required major surgery. So
yeah, I didn't really want to make it a career. I wanted to go ahead and become a contractor in around Saugerties area. And, of course, I got cut short by getting sent. So.
Yeah. I mean, that was back when we still had the draft, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I enlisted before I was drafted.
Oh,
actually,
gotcha.
Right,
okay.
Out of high school.
Yeah, so that makes sense.
So when you're 18, things take on a different look.
Absolutely. It definitely does. And, I mean, like, I don't know. It's just... I would have been in the military, but I couldn't due to medical issues, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, they pulled out of Vietnam. Actually, the thing slowed down 73, 74, and I think they finally signed it in 75. So if I was a little bit younger, I probably would have missed it, but I was right in the thick.
Yeah, probably. So. Well, let's see. I am
quite a field.
Absolutely. So I just wanted your authorization for something. When it comes to contacting you with regards to your installation appointment and for anything involving your account, how did you want us to contact you? We have the option of text, email, or phone. I know you said phone you would prefer, right?
Yes.
Okay, so do you agree to receive phone calls, which may be automated and or pre-recorded from Archtop and its agents or vendors, such as myself, at the phone number that you provided? You may revoke this consent at any time, and consent is not a condition of purchase. You might just hear from us like, hey, like the automated would probably be like, you have your appointment set for such and such date, you know? And then from us, it's like if we run into an issue, like billing issues or whatever the case may be, we may reach out to you.
Yeah, that would be fine.
Okay. And then we are getting to the part of that credit check. Did you want to go ahead with the credit check? It's a soft credit check again. So.
Yes.
Okay. So whenever you're ready, I am ready for the social.
It's 110, 42, 96, 52.
Perfect. Submitting that now. Awesome. No deposit required.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then you did want to enroll in the auto pay and paperless billing, or did you want to do that on your own time?
No, I'll enroll.
Okay. And did you want to do it with the...
account?
Yeah, so if we do with the checking account, it would give you that full $10 discount to make it to $69.99. If we were to do it with a credit or debit card, it would only bring the bill down to $74.99 for that.
No, because I'm adding the phone, so I'll do the bank.
Okay, all right. And so what I would need from you would be the routing and account number.
Yes, 2219 718-6.
Okay, so that's the routing number. So it's Rondout Savings?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and ready for the account number whenever you are.
4601-0110 4 or 5.
Okay. And then it is your name on the account.
Yes.
Is there a middle initial that I should be including?
It's not on the account.
Okay. No worries.
It's not
perfect.
On my check either, so.
Awesome. And then this is a checking account or is it a savings account?
It's a checking account.
Awesome. And do you authorize the direct debit payment every month when it is due?
Yes.
Thank you. All right. And so is there anything that we should know about your property for our installers to be aware of before they arrive at your location, such as like buried wires, septic tanks, anything that might interfere with our drop cable installation?
Nope.
Okay.
It's pretty straightforward from the telephone pole to my house.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. All right. And did you have any questions or comments for our technicians?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Perfect. So now we will get to the scheduling. Now, just so that you're aware also, before your installation appointment, there may be someone who will come onto the property to install what's called the drop cable, which is the cable that connects the outside of your home to our network at the street so that it gets prepared for your installation appointment. You don't need to be home for that part of the install, so don't worry about that. The only time that we would definitely need you home is for your actual installation appointment. Now, if required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. What will happen then is that we will help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement if we go burial. If we go aerial, then that should be done at the time of the drop cable install.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's going to have to be aerial.
Because, okay.
The pole that has me with Spectrum is across the street.
Okay, yeah, no worries. All right. And then, of course, to maintain the consistent connection so that you don't lose any connection, we do recommend that you wait until our fiber services are fully installed before canceling with your current provider, being Spectrum. Mm-hmm. And then the gateway and router, well, so the router and modem are the equipment that we provide to you. And any other equipment that we do provide is the property of Archtop Fiber and would have to be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. So what will happen is you will receive a return kit, which is that pre-labeled box that I mentioned earlier, to mail us back the equipment back to Archtop. We do reserve the right to charge for unreturned equipment, and it can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment within its required time frame. So that's pretty basic. We provide you with the equipment for free. It's fully included in your monthly price. So. No rental fees.
Yeah, well,
and then good. we also don't do any contracts. So that 2-year price guarantee is exactly that. We don't do any contracts. We don't have any cancellation fees if you decide that, hey, the service is not for me. You know, I don't really need it. Or if you decide to move and we don't service the new area.
Mm-hmm.
And then for any questions that you might have regarding our terms of service or general billing questions, you can always visit our website or you can give us a call. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You're automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address that you provided to me today.
Mm-hmm.
And then do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they do change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
I'm fine with it.
Okay, perfect. Now, our earliest appointment available would be next Thursday. We have an 8 a.m., a 10 a.m., a 1 p.m., or a 3 p.m. available. Is next Thursday a good day for you?
Okay, you're still there?
Oh, I'm still here. Can you hear me? Wayne? Wayne?
Hello, I lost you.
Wayne, if you can hear me, I'll give you a call right back. Wayne, can you hear me?